More and more Cubans who want to come to the U.S. are turning to a new route. Since the Coast Guard runs heavy patrols to interdict Cubans heading to Florida, instead, many Cubans are going first to the Dominican Republic. Then they hire smugglers to take them on small boats to tiny Mona Island, a nature reserve which is U.S. territory, part of Puerto Rico. The wet-foot, dry-foot policy means if the Cubans do reach U.S. soil, they get to stay, whereas if they're caught at sea, they're returned home, so Mona is safe. Francis Robles has written about this for the Miami Herald and joins us now. Ms. Robles, how many Cubans are taking this route?
The number of Cubans who have taken this route to reach the United States is increasing every day. In the past 3 years alone, it's increased fivefold. When I was there in March, they had already had 155 Cubans. In fact, in a single weekend, they had 55 people show up.
And do you know how that would compare if you looked at overall Cuban immigration?
Oh, it's a little tiny spot of the overall Cuban immigration. But what it definitely is an increasing trend that authorities are growing concerned about.
And why is it becoming popular now?
It's becoming popular because the Coast Guard has gotten really aggressive in chasing smugglers who are getting Cubans out of Cuba and heading either towards Mexico or towards Florida. So it's almost like a little secret passageway where you don't have to worry that much about the Coast Guard.
Now, it's 40 miles between the Dominican Republic and Mona Island, and they're taking tiny boats. Describe how they're coming across.
The boats are called yolas. It's a word in Spanish and slang used in the Dominican Republic for whatever little homemade vessel they slap together and charge people up to $4,000 to take to Mona Island. But it's also one of the most dangerous straits in the world. The people that I spoke to said it was the absolute most terrifying thing that they had ever done in their lives. The husband was on one boat and the wife was on another. And they could barely see each other when there wasn't a 20-foot wave blowing their boat up into the air. And they did that for 12 hours.
Now, when these Cubans do make it to Mona, if they make it to Mona, what happens there?
It's funny. When they land there, they encounter these biologists who spend weeks there at a time doing whatever it is that biologists do on deserted natural reserves. The security that they have on the island takes the people in. They help them. They get them dry. They get them fed. They're held there for a few days until the authorities come and take them to a detention center on the main island of Puerto Rico.
It sounds like from your article in the Miami Herald that the park rangers there have gotten pretty used to having this Cuban company. They're giving them towels and shampoo. They know they're coming.
Oh, exactly. The security guard that I spoke to said that he brings supplies from home because he just knows he's going to need it. That said, they're getting a little concerned because it's really not their job to be an immigration center. This is not Ellis Island.
So they're taken from Mona Island to Puerto Rico itself. And what happens then?
There's an immigration detention center in Aguadilla, and they're held there and processed to make sure that they don't have criminal records, that these aren't people that are wanted by Interpol, et cetera. And as long as there's someone who's willing to sign for them, either a relative or an exile organization, they're released and they're home free.
Well, with more and more Cubans doing this, finding this backdoor route, what does Border Patrol or the Coast Guard say? What are they doing to try to stop this?
Well, for one thing, I think they're going to have to start having more attention put on Mona Passage and have some kind of system in place so that there's actual Border Patrol people who receive these people and not scientists.
If they were to find them on the water before they get to Mona Island, what would happen to them then?
Well, that's the beauty of this whole thing, is that if they get caught, they go back to the Dominican Republic, which means what? It means that they can wait a few days and start over.
Francis Robles, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Francis Robles writes for the Miami Herald.